From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Holidays Can Be Murder by Connie Shelton. Now let's begin with Holidays Can Be Murder, Chapter 1. The holidays bring out the best in all of us, and the worst. Between crowded shopping, endless cooking, and hosting a variety of visiting relatives, many a normally rational person has been driven to desperation, sometimes even murder. I'd been to the mall, something I don't relish in the best of times, and the holiday crowds, traffic, and surly temperament of my fellow shoppers had served to put me in a less than charitable mood. Rusty, a red-brown lab, greeted me at home with his usual, "I love you no matter what," exuberance. By the time I dropped my shopping bags on the sofa, shed my winter coat, and received a few doggy kisses from him, my attitude had begun to ease.
"Hey, you're home," Drake said, emerging from the kitchen.
He carried the portable phone and extended it to me now.
"Want to say hello to Mom?"
My mother-in-law and I haven't exactly established a rapport just yet. In the 14 months I've been married to Drake, I've met her only once on a quick trip through Flagstaff when we flew our helicopter there on our way to a charter job at the Grand Canyon. During that visit and a few other phone calls, she and I had probably not exchanged more than 2 hours' worth of chit-chat. To be fair, the conversations had all been pleasant, with only the hint of coolness coming when she discovered that I hadn't taken the Langston name when I married her son. Drake was holding the phone out to me.
"Catherine, how are you?"
"Hi, Charlie. I'm doing just great. I'm so excited about the visit."
She got high marks for her bubbly voice and general enthusiasm for life.
"Visit?"
Somewhere in there.